Citing the need to provide more jobs in Coos County, Northern Pass said Monday it will provide millions of dollars to help find ways to create those jobs.
We've committed $7.5 million jobs creation fund for Coos County.
That's Gary Long, the past president of Public Service of New Hampshire and now an official with Northern Pass. Long said Northern Pass wanted to do something beyond the estimated 1,200 construction jobs the project would create statewide. But the money won't be available unless the federal government and state approve Northern Pass.
$1 million will be made available upon the beginning of construction of the Northern Pass project, and then $500,000 per year thereafter until we've used up the $7.5 million of funds.
Long said local business and community leaders will form a committee to decide how to best use those funds. To get that group started, $200,000 will be available before Northern Pass gets the okay. Former Senator John Gallas of Berlin praised the idea.
An economic development fund of this nature is bound to help us, you know, go out there and find some job opportunities for the people of the county.
Coos County Commissioner Rick Sampson said such a contribution could indeed help the county, although he called it chump change compared to the profit of Northeast Utilities, the parent company of Northern Pass. And Sampson didn't like the money being linked to the approval of the Northern Pass project.
So I think they're trying to buy the project.
Gary Long said that's not the case.
But this is about jobs creation. It's about good corporate citizenship.
Former Senator Gallas said he had no problem with the jobs fund being tied to the approval of the Northern Pass project.
I think that's fair to say that, should our project go forward, we're giving you this money. Should the project fail, I don't think there's any business in their right mind that would, you know, want to put that type of money forward and say, you know, we're not, at the end of the day, doing what we want to do also.
Gallas describes the proposal as a win-win situation. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.